according to this new survey, 48% of people who currently go to vinyl record stores don't do this. They do not do this.
Don't do this.
What is it? Phone lines now open, 1-909-798-5600. And for a possible answer, Lauren, we're going to start with you this morning. 48% of people who currently go to vinyl record stores, they're all the rage again. They don't do this. What is it?
Okay, so my younger brother, he collects records, so he's always spending his money on vinyls. So I have two answers in my head, but I'm thinking maybe he doesn't do this, but I'm thinking there's some of them that he actually does. There's some of them that he doesn't play. He keeps them in the packaging.
Oh.
So it's kind of like the action figures.
Yeah, because there's only so many made sometimes of that particular original print, like the Beatles.
They're just to look at and
they're
admire.
And they're worth more money.
Yes, they are.
And they're not opened.
Yeah. Plus, those of us who've played vinyl our whole lives, we know the more you play them, the more you wear them out, and they get crackly and scratchy.
Yeah.
A little warped.
So they actually don't play the records they buy.
That's so sad.
It's like the, you know,
the toys they don't.
The Big
play
Bang
with.
Theory. They don't play with the action figures.
Right.
They keep them in their original packaging. How dare you pull that Iron Man out of that packaging? Melissa, how about you? 48% of us who currently go to vinyl record stores don't do this. What is it?
Well, I know a lot of people who collect vinyl. They love their albums. So I'm going to say they don't lend them out to others. Like, they don't let
because
other
you don't get them back.
Yeah, or what? You get it back and it's warped or whatever, you know, because they played it so much.
They left it in their car when it was 110
melted.
Degrees,
yeah.
And now your Purple Rain is skipping all over the Love that album. So many great songs on Pleasure Victim, including The Metro. It is Berlin on Kola 99.9. Tomorrow is National Record Store Day. Jesse Duran here. Probably the only DJ at this radio station who actually worked at a record store back in the 80s.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Learned a lot about music. It was
fun place to work, I'm sure.
At the mall, too. Everybody wanted to work there, and somehow I lucked out. Anyway.
You're special.
And then I got to be on the radio after that, so even better. We're celebrating record stores today. 48% of people who currently go to record stores, go to vinyl record stores, don't do this. Michelle in Riverside, what is it?
They don't lay them flat. They lay them vertical.
Vertical, exactly.
Okay. That's interesting because I think I've only seen them like that, horizontal. What? I don't know anyone who stacks them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of that.
Yeah, yeah, they're always displayed.
My husband collects records. He's a DJ, and I was suggesting we stack them, and he's like, never.
Them are fighting words.
I think that's way higher than 48% for that reason, because that's just the way everyone has their records.
I've never seen them stacked.
Thanks for trying, though, but I'm an old vinyl DJ as well. I love digging in the crates still to this day. Thanks for trying.
Thank you. Bye.
What do you think it is? 48% of people who currently go to vinyl record stores don't do this.
1-909-798-5600 for your tickets to see Brett Michaels and Vince Neil at Yamava.
A nearly impossible question on Kola. 99.9, it's Jesse Duran in the morning. Nearly impossible question on right now, but don't forget, coming up around 7:40, mere 5 minutes away or so, your chance at our Kola Getaway Friday to Vegas. Keep it here for that. You could be the winner of a two-night stay at the luxurious Wynn Las Vegas or Encore and so much more. Right now, though, need an answer for this nearly impossible question. Tomorrow is National Record Store Day. We're not on the air tomorrow, so we're doing this question today. And according to a new survey, a total of 48% of people who currently go to vinyl record stores don't do this. And we have Ryan on the line in Ontario. What is it?
I'm going to say don't actually listen to it and just keep them as, like, collections.
So you agree with Lauren and having a collector's item, don't open them, don't listen to them, don't actually play them on the record player, and you got it right.
Oh!
Yes! Oh, perfect.
And so did Lauren.
That means you're tied, Melissa, again.
She regained See, Melissa and Lauren are trying to get the most right on the year, and they're now tied again. Lauren.
Good for you, Ryan, though. Good for you.
According to a new survey from ICM, 48% of people who go to vinyl record stores don't actually play them on record players. In fact, 8% don't even have a record player at all. They just buy them as a keepsake. It's something tangible. You know, for the last 20 years, we've been listening to digital tracks with no pictures, no real tangible thing to hold on to. And if you really love a band like Poison, you want the vinyl.
You know,
you want a picture of Bret Michaels to stare at.
Or
Melissa.
Bruno Mars.
But you also want to listen to it. You don't want to.
Well, 48% of people currently don't listen to the vinyl they buy. You got it right. Congratulations, and you're going to see Bret Michaels.
Thank you so much.
Also, Vince Neil, formerly of Motley Crue, he'll be opening up at Yamava Theater. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.